Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, a couple weeks ago, we talked about Spotify's latest price increase coming this summer. Now the company, however, has announced a new basic plan for $11 per month in the United States. This plan, Spotify says, offers all of the same Spotify premium benefits, but without the monthly audiobook listening time. As a refresher, Spotify Premium typically includes full access to streaming music and 15 hours of audiobook listening per month. The price of Spotify Premium increased from $11 per month to $12 per month last month. This new Spotify Basic plan enters the lineup at $11 per month and is the same as Spotify Premium for people who only listen to music and podcasts. There's also a family version of the new Spotify Basic plan available for $17 per month. So with these price changes, Spotify and Apple Music are now aligned on prices, with individual Spotify Basic and Apple Music plans costing $11 per month, and the family plans costing $17 per month. The difference is that Spotify continues to offer Spotify Premium with audiobooks at higher prices, but if you're just looking for streaming music, Spotify and Apple Music are now aligned. In other news today, we talked yesterday about a Wall Street Journal report that said Apple and Meta were in discussions about a potential AI partnership. The idea would be that Meta would bring its AI chatbot to iOS 18, just like ChatGPT is currently integrated into iOS 18. As it turns out, those negotiations are no longer happening, with Bloomberg reporting that Apple rejected a proposal from Meta to integrate its AI chatbot into iOS months ago. The report says that both companies had preliminary talks about a deal. Around the same time, Apple was also pursuing a partnership with OpenAI and Google. Apple decided not to move forward with this deal because the company doesn't agree with Meta's privacy policies. Bloomberg says that Apple has no active plans to integrate Meta's AI chatbot into iOS 18. The Bloomberg report also reiterates that Apple chose ChatGPT and OpenAI because it's a superior offering compared to what else is on the market, but that a deal with Google for Google Gemini isn't out of the question, and that Apple continues to talk to AI startup Anthropic about eventually adding its chatbot as an option as well. Next up today, Apple has released iOS 18 Developer Beta 2. This update comes 2 weeks after the first beta was introduced after WWDC, and it includes a few big changes. Most notable, iOS 18 Beta 2 and macOS Sequoia Beta 2 add iPhone mirroring to the Mac for the first time. This feature was announced at WWDC and not included in Beta 1, but here it is in Beta 2. This feature allows you to mirror your iPhone screen right on your Mac, including interacting with your iPhone, receiving notifications, playing video and audio, and basically doing everything you can do on your iPhone on your Mac. iOS 18 Beta 2 also adds support for the new SharePlay screen sharing features, which include the ability to take over and control the other person's screen. With iPadOS 18 Beta 2, Apple has expanded the changes it made in the European Union in response to the DMA to the iPad. These changes include alternative browser engines, app marketplaces, and web distribution. Those are the big changes in iOS 18 Beta 2. There are a couple of other smaller interface tweaks, including a new dark mode icon for the App Store. There's also a new toggle for RCS messaging in the Settings app, but RCS support itself isn't actually available. The second beta of a major iOS update tends to be the least exciting because Apple hasn't had much time to address major concerns and feedback. iOS 18 Beta 2 was likely compiled inside Apple less than a week after WWDC, so we'd expect iOS 18 Beta 3 in 2 weeks to be a more interesting update with more significant changes and features. We are supported this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. With SetApp, you can install as many apps as you want and browse the company's curated collection for ideas. Just think of a task you'd like to do, open SetApp, and find a collection of apps to help you do it. Just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today. There's a free, fully featured 7-day trial, then just $10 per month going forward. My thanks to SetApp for sponsoring the show. Running out today, a new report from The Information details Apple's efforts to automate more of the iPhone production process. The report says that Apple has told managers to reduce the number of workers on iPhone final assembly lines by as much as 50% over the next few years. This edict was handed down by Apple's senior vice president of operations. The decision was reportedly made shortly after violent clashes between iPhone workers and police outside of Foxconn's primary iPhone assembly plant in November of 2022. Those assembly line workers were protesting COVID-19 policies and worker pay. In order to reduce its overall headcount, the information says that Apple is moving forward with supply chain and production automation projects that it had previously declined to investigate because of high upfront cost. The machinery necessary to automate iPhone production can sometimes cost hundreds of millions of dollars each year. In some instances, Apple has pressured its manufacturing partners to make that upfront investment with varying degrees of success. According to data published by Apple in annual supply chain reports, the total number of employees it monitors at its manufacturing partners for work hour compliance fell from 1.6 million in 2022 to 1.4 million in 2023. The report says that there is a significant amount of automation in the final assembly of the iPhone 15, which helped Apple reduce that headcount in 2023. For the iPhone 16 this year, Apple had initially planned to automate the process of installing iPhone buttons and other components onto the chassis. These plans, however, were canceled because of a high rate of defects. But still, even as it hits those stumbling blocks, Apple's end goal is still to reduce the number of workers on final iPhone assembly lines by up to 50%. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.